I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rumors that China's central government ordered its towns to monitor and count Christians appear to be true. More specifically, says Asian Access's Joe Handley.
What we're hearing is they're following up and wanting to get actual names of those who believe in God. And it's not just Christianity. It includes Buddhism, Taoism. It's spanning the scope of everything, including Catholics, Protestants, and a probably intense focus on the underground church leaders.
Church leaders are adapting. Instead of thinking mega churches, they're thinking much, much smaller, like one-to-one in a coffee shop or podcasting the sermons. Asian Access is empowering and equipping these church leaders now. They're also growing a unique fund aimed at strengthening the persecuted church. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And going from your dusty shelf to the grasslands of South Sudan, used Christian books are seeing new lives changed. This month, Mission Cry delivered 45,000 used books to conflict-torn South Sudan. The books will encourage and empower believers who, according to Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, have often endured persecution without a Bible of their own.
We're sending the only thing in the world that doesn't return void, and that's the Word of God. And then on top of it, we're sending the used Word of God, in other words, Bibles that were sitting on people's shelf that were going to be thrown out, the Word of God thrown out, but instead we've recaptured it, we've taken it, and we're putting it on sea containers and giving it to people around the world.
Pray for the maximum impact of these books and for the protection of ministry partners. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.